Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our / Entitled Parents, where this entitled dad tells his own daughter that he doesn't care that her husband has just died. My dad is driving me crazy while I try and grieve. So, my husband unexpectedly passed away just over a week ago. And to top it off, a week to the day of his passing, I got COVID. We have 5 amazing children together who are special needs, and I was blessed with 2 amazing stepsons. My dad, who is 81 years old, is a narcissist who's always believed he can control me. For example, he once threatened to have me placed in a psych ward, even though I was an adult, if I didn't do as he wanted. Due to this, I'm screening his calls during this period, and what calls we do have are small and brief. The other day, I was dealing with my husband's affairs, and I get an abusive voice message with him yelling at me that my phone doesn't work. Then today, he calls me, and I reassured him that even though I'm sick, I'm okay. He responds with, "You sound sad." "Well, yes, I'm sad. My husband's gone, and I miss him." My dad replies, "Well, you can't be sad. You've got kids you need to care for." Now, this was not said in a "it will be okay" voice, but a "get over it" kind of way. I lost it. I yelled that I'm allowed to be upset, that my husband is dead, but yes, I know I have children to think of and that they are my priority. I found it so ironic, as he always put his second wife before his own children. The first phone call I'd had with him after my husband passed, he kept going on about how he was feeling and how this made him feel and what he needed to do. Mind you, he'd only met my husband back in August, and my husband avoided him unless it was to support me. I also found out he's been calling my brother, complaining that I'm not talking to him, and how I'm neglecting his needs. I've rang his residence and support services and explained the situation and told them to step up as I'm stepping out at the moment. Get this bloke out of your life. Like, who cares who he is? Why is he going on about his needs and all that rubbish? I mean, it doesn't matter. Why has he got no compassion? It's very, very strange. Like, your own daughter's husband has just died, your son-in-law, and you're like, "Oh, don't care, get over it, be there for the kids." Crazy, that. Like, literally, I'm sorry, but like, the last thing you need right now is this guy in your life. Go no contact. It sounds like you're trying to anyway. Yeah, don't visit him. Tell him to F off. Wow, what a terrible person. Now for our next story. My mum threw away half of my clothes while I wasn't home. I am a 19-year-old girl, and my mum always tends to be overdramatic and entitled, often using the "I pay for everything you have and I can take it all away" argument if I try and disagree with her. But we recently got into a fight because I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. She's always nagging me to get rid of my clothes because I have a lot of them. Not a strange amount, it's just my closet is small and they don't all fit in there, and my dresser is also overflowing. But I pay for all of them and I love all of them, and they're not hurting anybody. Most of them are nice and pricey too. I grew up around my dad's family and they've always been lower middle class, so I never had nice clothes. Now, I buy myself nice clothes regularly because I love being able to afford them and I love wearing them. My mum, however, says I don't wear all of them and need to get rid of half of them, which is hypocritical because she spends hundreds of dollars a month on clothes and also has more than she could ever store or wear. Lately, I've been working a lot and doing school, so my room has gotten a little messy. I decided to clean it and noticed that I was missing a ton of clothes, some stuff that I loved and wore all the time. I was able to write a list of specific items I was missing and everything. I told my mum about it and she said, "Wow, that's crazy. We'll have to look for those tomorrow. They're probably somewhere in the house." A few nights ago, she was at work and I was looking for a shirt I wanted to wear to a party. I couldn't find it anywhere and I was getting stressed, feeling like I was going crazy because all my clothes were gone and nobody knew where they went. I asked my stepdad about it and he told me that my mum had gone through my room weeks prior and bagged up a ton of clothes indiscriminately saying I'd never notice and that I had too many and that I should have listened to her when she said to get rid of them. He told me she made him take two bags full to Goodwill while she was bagging up another. He said that he'd been waiting for me to ask because he didn't think it was okay and he wanted to tell me, he just didn't want to tell me directly because he promised her he wouldn't. I was livid. I went through her room to see if there were any left and I went through the entire house. Nothing. She got home and I was crying, an absolute mess because some of the clothes she got rid of were sentimental to me. She was mad at me for being mad and I called her out, saying I know what she did and there was no use trying to lie about it. I told her I paid for my stuff and she had no right to get rid of any of it and she was so entitled it didn't even make sense. I told her to stay away from my room and anything that I paid for with my money because it's not her business and if she ever touched my things again, I'd move out and she'd never see me or our dog again. She absolutely despises my dad and his family, so I threatened to move in with them and never speak with her again. Then I left. She had one bag of clothes left that she hadn't yet taken to Goodwill, and she put it in my room while I was gone, but it wasn't enough. I wanted all of my clothes back, not just the few she could scrounge up. She probably took about $300 to $400 worth of clothes, clothes that I worked hard to be able to pay for, and then got mad at me for accusing her of stealing. But what else could it be called? She hasn't apologized, but she's not yelling anymore. I'm not down to forget this ever happened, though. I told her it's not her business what I do with my money and she needs to butt out and I expect an apology. Nah, I'm sorry, OP, you deserve much more than just a little trashy apology. You deserve $300 to $400, or actually even more, because some of the clothes that your mum has given away are sentimental. And you know, you can't really buy that, can you? It doesn't have a price. So look, if I were you, I'd be asking for $500 at least from your mum to pay for all the clothes that she's just got rid of for no real reason. Like, what actually is she doing? It's very strange, and as you say, very hypocritical. I would say though, try and find your clothes. Like, you know they're in a Goodwill's, right? Try and find your local one. They may still be in there, or at least some of the clothes will be there. You can buy them back cheap, but definitely get money off your mum. An apology is not good enough. She is an absolute cow. What is with this woman? Also, your stepdad's a little rat, by the way. I mean, it's a bit harsh, but he is. Why is he said he knew he was in the wrong, right, for taking the clothes to Goodwill, but he still did it. Like, is he just absolutely whipped by your mum? Clearly he is, but a bit snaky. Come on, lad, I expected better from you. The mum's crazy, but you saying, oh yeah, sorry, I was gonna ask you, but I didn't because I didn't want to upset your mum. You're a pal. That is all you are, and that's all you'll ever be. And now for our third story. Entitled mum's son tried to trample my kid at a trampoline park. This happened last weekend, and I'm still angry about the whole thing. My husband and I decided to take our child to have some fun at the small trampoline park we have in our city. Now, our child is very young, but old enough to be allowed inside the park. It's important to know that there is a small area for smaller children, but all areas of the park are clearly marked with height requirements. Not once did we take our child out of the designated areas for them. One area of the park had these smaller trampolines all next to each other. One cool feature was they had trampolines against the walls so people could really bounce around. One important rule was only one person was allowed per trampoline, and you're not allowed to bounce in another person's square. This is important. The park is semi-busy, and we picked the far corner of the park to take our child to bounce. My husband is bouncing with our child, and I'm just hanging back taking pictures and videos. I've got bad knees, I don't do well on trampolines. Here enters the entitled kid. This boy is bouncing around all over the place, screaming and yelling. Yeah, look, it's a trampoline park, but this kid was freaking obnoxious. His mum, the entitled mum of the story, was just sitting on a bench, playing on her phone and hardly looking at her kid. The boy was constantly going into others' personal spaces, cutting lines to the fun obstacle courses and even pushing kids out of his way. I saw an employee try and talk to the entitled mum twice, but she just seemed to ignore her. Why she wasn't kicked out then and there, I have no idea. The only reason I even saw all this was because the boy and his screaming was pretty hard to miss. My husband and child are having a ball bouncing around. My child is laughing and content to just stay in their little trampoline square. My kid didn't even care about bouncing into other squares. Now, here is where the entitled kid messed up. The boy begins bouncing around the small trampolines, not looking or caring about anyone else in the area. He cut into several other people's areas, constantly breaking the rules. I'm angry. It wasn't my intention to be a Karen about it, but I found an employee and told them that I'm scared for my kid's safety, as well as the other kids in the area. Then I heard the screaming. I turned to see my husband trying to comfort our kid, who was screaming their head off while huddled on the bottom of his trampoline. The entitled kid was still laughing and bouncing around. I don't even think and rush forward to my kid. I ask what happened and my husband, who is infuriated, tells me. The entitled kid was bouncing around and my husband asked him to be careful because our child was bouncing in the square next to him. Well, the kid ignored him and jumped right into the same square. My kid went flying into the air and fell hard onto the trampoline. The entitled kid laughed and continued bouncing around. Had our child not been hurt, my husband and I probably would have tried to kill the kid. The employee, also angry, rushed to the entitled mum, who was still sitting down, ignoring her own kid. I couldn't hear what the employee initially said, but the entitled mum stood and clearly looked angry. "Why the hell do I have to leave? My son's done nothing wrong." The employee replies, now loud and very angry. "Your kid's been breaking the rules ever since he started bouncing. We should have made you leave earlier, but I was too nice about it, and I tried to give you the chance to parent your kid. Now he's hurt another child. You need to take your son and leave now." The entitled mum looks in our direction, and I'm glaring as my child is still crying in my arms. "That kid is too young for this park anyway. Those parents should have never brought them here." "That child is within the height requirements for the park. Enough is enough. Take your son and leave before I call the police," replied the employee. There was a lot more cussing out of the entitled mum, but she ultimately took her now screaming and crying kid and left. Unfortunately, our child wasn't really up for bouncing after that, so we decided to leave. We were at that park for less than 30 minutes. The employee did come over to apologise for not making them leave earlier, and she gave us vouchers for free entry next time we want to come and bounce. Our child is okay. A couple of bruises, but nothing major. McDonald's and ice cream made them feel better. But I hope I never see that entitled mum and her kid again. If I do, I'll probably try and strangle them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Look guys, those of you that know me well will know that I'm not the biggest fan of murder, but in this case, it seems very reasonable and logical. Get it done. Get these guys out of here. I mean, wow. One comment here says, super glue the hands to her phone and her butt to the chair. Yeah. That seems reasonable as well. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Really hope you've enjoyed it. If you did and you want 1 hour and 15 minutes of class entitled parent content right away, boom, check that video out. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.